Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about Donald Trump and women voters. And those words are, boo, not pretty. Cover the eyes of your children, everybody. This election has gone from PG-13 to R, and is quickly headed for NC-17 with your hands over your eyes singing the la 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 I can't hear you song. The king of white males says nobody has more respect for women than he does, but many members of the female population consider being grabbed by their private parts a strange way of proving it. Every time you think this election has sunk to a new low, Trump manages to dig another sub-basement. Think he's trying to tunnel the vagina. Someone needs to warn them. It's a sneak attack. He's coming in from below. The Donald shrugged off the Access Hollywood tape as mere locker room banter, and countered by inviting 4 Bill Clinton sexual harassment accusers to join him at the second presidential debate, where he told Anderson Cooper those were just words, not actions. He proceeded to elaborate, and though a bit murky, it sounded like the real estate developer said the reason he brags about grabbing women by the crotch is because of ISIS. Wow, they really are bad guys. Then the Clinton campaign produced 4 different women who charged Trump with unsolicited advances, egregious groping, and all-round creepiness. The obvious thing to do right now is for the 4 women of Team Trump to face off against the 4 women of Team Clinton in a pay-per-view steel cage match, and the winner gets Ohio. Unfortunately, the takeaway is that America is destined to place a serial groper and chronic sexual assaulter in the White House. Just depends on where you want them. Upstairs, puttering around the private residences, or behind the desk in the Oval Office. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.